This is 67's Hockey on TSN 1200.
Third period just underway here at the Slush Puppy Center in Gatineau. Ottawa with a 4-0 lead over the Oshawa Generals, 15 seconds into the final frame in regulation. Penalties on the board. Henry Muse got 4 minutes, double minor for roughing. I believe it's Joseph Serpa sitting in the penalty box. 2 minutes for a slash or a cross check, whatever the case may be. So in 10 seconds, Oshawa will head to their first power play of the game, where they were very successful during the regular season. Jack Beck brings the puck all the way back into his own zone, dishes it off. Costantini for Gardner. And Bradley Gardner spins away from roll-offs and a chip out to center. Falls down. And Callum Ritchie winding things up. Ritchie into the offensive zone. Loses control. Foster plays it away, and Gardner will lay it down the ice. Generals ranked third in the OHL on the power play, 25.6% on the season. They did allow 10 shorthanded goals against. 67s near the top of the league in shorthanded goals scored with 16, but the leading member of that party, Cam Tolney, not in the game today. He had 5 during the regular season. Jack Batir out from behind his own net will just flip it down the ice and then run into Gagne as they both exit the zone. Luca D'Amato drops it off, roll-offs, crosses over his own blue line. Now center, now the offensive zone. Over to the far side, Ritchie drags into the front of the net, loses control of the puck, and then Gagne. Pass back to the point, intercepted by Will Jarois. Driving is Rohr. A shot not handled cleanly by Oster, but keeps it out. And Rohr put into the boards by Gagne. Rohr works it free. D'Amato runs into him. Now over to the far side. Ritchie tied up against the wall. D'Amato pins Rohr there, but Jarois spins in the corner, twisting and turning. Loses control of it, gets it back, trying to kick it ahead to himself. Loses it again now, down low, able to get there. Will Jarois can't get by D'Amato as it's popped up in the air, falls down, and the power play over. Ottawa 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. Morrison steals, fires it cross ice, out of the reach of Costantini. Oster for Gagne. Takes his time. Ryan Gagne, overager for the Generals, can't clear the zone. It's batted out of the air by Morrison, right back to Gagne with the rest of his team changing. Tries to lay it in, intercepted by Minchikoff, and advances it out for Morrison. His pass cross ice, knocked out of the air by Torrance. Buckley back to retrieve it. That'll be knocked down by a high stick and an offensive zone draw for the Ottawa 67s. 17:31 to go in the third period, 4-0. 67s in the lead. And the OHL website is not correct. Shocker. They have Joseph Serpa for cross-checking 2 minutes and Henry Muse 2 minutes for roughing. You'll have to add an extra 2 minutes to Muse on that to get a power play out of it. But 4-0 Ottawa in the lead. Pinelli with 2, Morelli with 1, and Stonehouse with 1. Jack Beck back to the point. A long shot by Morelli. Pad save made by Oster. Kicks it into the corner. Chasing it down. 67's up along the wall. Beck. Back to the point it goes. Ewell's on the right-hand side. Long shot tipped out in front by Stonehouse. Just wide beats Bidkowski to the puck. Stonehouse one move drag. A shot pad save made by us. A rebound sent just through the blue paint. And out the other side, and a high flip by Robrick. Clears the zone 3 minutes into the third period. Frankie Morelli back to retrieve the puck. Taking his time. No forecheck to speak of from the Generals as everybody out on a change. Ewells peels off as well. Petru will force Morelli out from behind his own net. And now Morelli up over center. He'll chip it into the offensive zone. 67s give chase. Behind the net it goes. Stewart along the wall. Kelly, he'll take a bump. Sermon back to the point. Mateer holds it in. Right-hand side. Jack Mateer down the wall. Drags. Fires it on net. He scores. Jack Mateer, bad angle. Beats Oster. It's 5-0 Ottawa. Jack Mateer just coming down the wall from just above the bottom of the circle, lays it on net. Looks like it was along the ice, and Mateer beats Oster. Second point of the night for Jack Mateer. And second career playoff goal for the Nashville Predators prospect, and Ottawa has a 5-0 lead here in the third period. Faceoff at center ice. 47th shot on goal by Ottawa, should mention. I'd have to go back and check. Probably should have checked this out earlier to see what the season high on for shots on goal was by the Ottawa 67s. I can guarantee you that zero against in the first period is a season low or a season high, depending on how you look at it. It's the best of the season for the 67s. Better way to put it? I think so. Mayich takes Serpa in behind the net, but Serpa escapes, lays it back to the point. Odell can't keep it in from the point. As it was tipped out in front, this puck should come out into the neutral zone. As it was tipped out in front on the offside. And yeah, the faceoff will come outside of the zone. Caden Kelly picks up an assist on the goal. First career playoff point for Caden Kelly. And you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to go through the regular season, game by game, and see how many shots the Ottawa 67s have. 39, 35, 36, 38, 48 against the Niagara Ice Dogs back on March 11th. So they're one shy of that. 50 against the Windsor Spitfires back on February 24th. Colin McKenzie rims it around the wall, held in momentarily by the Generals, but then it's batted out to center ice. Anthony Costantini trying to chase it down, chips it ahead, and Jahua will slam it into the offensive zone. Chasing after it, Fedkowski, and behind his own net reverses it. Seneca for Gagne down the left-hand side. Gagne gains center, dumps it in. He'll allow Seneca and Richie, the two youngsters, to chase after it. While Gagne lays it back to the point. Fedkowski for Richie between his legs. A quick pass for Gagne doesn't connect. Jahua cross-checked in the back of the head, continues to play. Rohr, a little reverse check on Richie as the puck goes in behind the net. Costantini for Jahua, and he'll just chip it out into the neutral zone. Generals control inside their own zone. And 57 shots on goal as the puck goes in on Oster. He'll cover up for the whistle. 57 shots on goal is a season high for the Ottawa 67s. Back on November 12th, a 7-2 win over the Niagara Ice Dogs to improve to 15-1 on the season in that game. And I'm trying to think if that was the last game for then head coach for the Niagara Ice Dogs, their first head coach of the season. I'm blanking on his name, I apologize. But I think that was, the straw that broke the camel's back for the Ice Dogs. But 57 shots on goal was a season high for Ottawa. They're up to 47 in this game today. Colin McKenzie steers the puck in behind his own net. Muse put into the wall by Torrance. Joseph Torrance down low. McIntyre centers out in front. What a save by Colin McKenzie as he gets his left pad on that shot from Petru. And it's stopped by Colin McKenzie on the doorstep. What a save from the Allura native, Colin McKenzie. That's impressive stuff from McKenzie. Wow. The agility, the reading of the play is absolutely incredible. And I know I've gone back to this well a number of times, dating back to his rookie season, but the similarities between Colin McKenzie and Cedric Andre are numerous. Size, McKenzie's a little bit bigger, but both athletic, both read the play incredibly well, and both quirky as anything. If you had a chance to listen to the interview on TSN 1200 on the drive from Tuesday, I believe it was, he shows off his personality in spades with Lever Sage and Graham Creech, as we'll get a penalty here against the Oshawa Generals right off the draw as McIntyre took down Stonehouse, but Stonehouse into the offensive zone, fires a shot, and that's just high over top of the net. McIntyre will touch the puck, and it's a cross-check penalty against the Oshawa Generals forward, and the Ottawa 67s to the power play for the fifth time in this game. They're 2-for-5 on the man advantage, and the Generals, as they were in the second period and continues here into the third, are incredibly frustrated. As this one was right off the draw. And the faceoff will be to the left of Jacob Oster. Ottawa leading 5-0. Two goals in the first, two goals in the second, one more here in the third. And the Number one power play unit still going out there. Rohr, Stonehouse, Morrison back with Michikov as the power play quarterback. Generals win the draw. That's one place where the 67s really miss Cam Tolney. Miss him all over the ice, but faceoffs in particular. About 56% over the course of the regular season. 55.91% over the course of the regular season for Cam Tolney. He can round up to 56. Michikov brings it back to the point, over to the far side. Beck whips it through the slot. Morrison jam play at the side of the net for Stonehouse, and Oster got a toe on that one to stop Brady Stonehouse from his second of the game. Great look there from Logan Morrison. Stopped by the Ottawa native, Jacob Oster. Here's Michikov bringing the puck up once again. Drop pass, finds Rohr. Navigating his way through center. Vincent Rohr over to the right-hand side. Morrison back to the point. Nobody there. Michikov stopped skating once he gained the blue line. And Ottawa has to regroup one more time. I got to say how good Chris Hamilton and MP Nahon look in their jumpsuit jackets. White with a barber pole front on it. I tried to get them to order me one. As it goes back to the point, Mateer walks in, shoots, rips it just high and wide of the net, and the rebound cleared off the boards and all the way down the ice. I don't know if it's coming or not. Chris Hamilton, equipment manager for the 67, said that he would attempt to try to potentially get me one. Take that for what it's worth, but I think it would look spectacular with all my suits. If you get a chance at the games, check them out, and behind the bench, MP Nahon and Chris Hamilton. Looks spectacular. 27 seconds remaining on the penalty to Ryder McIntyre. 12:50 remaining in the third period. Ottawa leading 5-0. Can't fault Jacob Oster in goal for the Oshawa Generals. He's allowed 5 on 48. Save percentage nearing the 900 mark once again, despite allowing 5. Mateer for Pennelly. He'll dump it in, take a hit from Stewart in the process. Mews pokes it behind the net. Gardner has it skip over his stick. And Serpa, a chance to clear. We'll send it off the boards all the way down the ice. McKenzie steers it off to the far side. Mews bumps it across for Mateer. And Jack Mateer, World Junior gold medalist, moves it up the ice. Over to the left-hand side, Pennelly enters into the zone, but Jawab got bumped a couple times and was bumped offside. We're going to get an interference call. I believe this is going against... I thought this was going against the Generals. Will Chappell just tried to maintain his footing, and he's going to get an interference call at the blue line. Okay. So we'll get the second power play of the game for the Generals. They're 0-for-1 so far. Ottawa now 2-for-5 on the power play. I thought once you held your ice, you were okay. You just kind of held your ice, especially when you're trying to maintain the line. But Dave Lewis and Tyson Stewart call it otherwise. Luca D'Amato winding things up on the third best power play during the regular season. Drop pass finds Callum Ritchie, winding it up into the offensive zone. Hit by Michikov, turns the puck over. Costantini sees a lane and fires it down the ice. Oster tees it up once again. D'Amato, another drop pass. This time, two roll-offs. He'll skate it into the offensive zone. Roll-off, chips it off the boards. Picks it up on the other side. Centering pass off a skate. And Seneca just keeps it inside the zone. Fires it down low. Michikov onto it. Off the glass and out. And down the ice. So impressed with the play of Pavel Michikov. Doesn't have a point here today. But the defensive game, it's always been strong from what I've been led to believe, but the offensive numbers were so staggering in Saginaw that you kind of lose sight of that. And the way that they play the game makes you lose sight of it a little bit as well. But coming over to Ottawa, he has been nothing but spectacular. As a pass across and a glove save made by Colin McKenzie off of Matthew Buckley. A great chance for the Generals here on this power play. Moving it around quite nicely. Serpa tries to hook it around Gardner. Danford down low, pinned up against the boards by Jack Mateer. Gardner gains control, and he'll fire it down the ice. Right in on Oster, who makes the paddle down save, and that's a shot on goal for the Ottawa 67s. up to 49 on the game. Robrick enters into the offensive zone, knocked off his stick, just poked aside by McKenzie, and then Robrick slams his mound man down to the ice. That was Ewells. Over to the far side, Serpa to Danford. His shot blocked by Jack Beck, who tries to out-muscle Danford to get to the puck, and they both go down to the ice. Ewells pins Serpa up against the boards. Serpa goes down. Torrance battles for this puck as it goes in behind the net. Morelli pins Serpa, battling hard. Frankie Morelli keeps Serpa pinned up against the boards. Buckley back to the point, intercepted by Beck. Work free, Ewells. For Morrison, pass intercepted. Robrick driving wide. Centering pass, a chipped shot by Buckley. Another glove save made by Colin McKenzie. He's been, when asked, he's been good for the Ottawa 67s. 12 shots on goal, 12 saves for Colin McKenzie. McIntyre tries to bring the puck in, doesn't do it cleanly. That'll be whistled down on the offside. 9:42 to go in the third period. 5-0 67s in the lead. This is Ottawa 67s playoff hockey on TSN 1200.
This Sunday night at 9, don't miss the big debate everyone is talking about.
What is the future trajectory of an Israeli society being pulled apart by sharp divisions on issues of religion, ideology, and the very notion of what is a Jewish state?
The Monk Debates with host Rudyard Griffiths. Nothing is off limits.
The Monk Debates, Sunday at 9, News Talk 580 CFRA.
Happy Easter, Canada! At Real Canadian Superstore, you can save for real. Open the PC Optimum app and earn 1,000 points when you purchase any farmer's market pie for $6. That's like a dollar back in points. Offer ends April 5th. See flyer for details.
This is 67's Hockey on TSN 1200.
5-0, 67's in the lead, just past the midway point of the third period. 16-22 in attendance today. Did I write that down wrong? I feel like I did. Yeah, 16-62 in attendance today. Not an ideal crowd for the playoffs, but you're moving locations. First round is always a little bit tougher to sell, and it's on a Sens game night. Unfortunately, the circumstances mounted up against the Ottawa 67s for game one with the curling at the arena at TD Place. Couldn't play on a traditional Friday night. As Ottawa dumps it in and behind his own net, Thomas Stewart will take control. Caden Kelly picked up his first point in the playoffs. On the goal here in the third period. Was watching as it's chipped down the ice. Petru meets Sermon down low, and Thomas Sermon, the defenseman, turned forward. Pins him up against the wall. Kelly for Gardner out through center over to the far side. Michkov joining the rush, drives wide, down left-hand side, stops, looking for help, doesn't have any, so he just cycles it down low. Pennelly looking for his first career OHL hat trick, chasing it down, works it free, fires on, goal blocker save made by Oster, punches over to the far side, and we'll get a whistle as there's a player down on the ice. That's Jordan Ertl. Did not see what happened with Ertl. It's Rohrer. Somebody going after him. I truly did not see what happened to Jordan Ertl along the boards on the near side. Being attended to by the trainer for the Oshawa Generals. He missed quite a bit of time over the course of the regular season, did Ertl. Only played in 43 games. Just waiting to see if we have a replay here. Seneca and Rohr, then Petru get involved in a little shoving match after the whistle. And Ertl is back up on his skates. His brother Justin plays for the North Bay Battalion. And again, in-house or on the television feed, have not seen what happened to Ertl along the near boards, but one thing the Generals can't have is any more injuries. Their back end has already been beaten up pretty good with Luca Morelli and Nikita Parfenyuk both done for the year with upper body injuries. As we do get a look at it on the far side, Pennelly just went through his skates and went down. Didn't seem anything too bad as it goes back to the point. Not held in by Ottawa. Ewells over to the far side. Costantini Fires it up ice. Tipped in by Will Jawa. Way up in the air. Falls down and behind the net. Roar on it. Bats it free. To the point. Ewell's a long shot. Three straight goals in three straight games to end the regular season for Gavin Ewell's as it's fired on net. Glove down by Roar. Cycles it in behind the net. Costantini works it free off a skate. Back and behind the cage. Luca Pinelli. 3 points to start off this postseason for Pinelli. This time he gets swatted off his stick by Beckett Seneca. And the 67s will play it out through center. Jawa chasing after it. Poked back in by D'Amato. Roar. From his own blue line, a soft pass doesn't make it to Jawa. Now Roar gains center. He'll fire it in. Chasing after it. Cooper Foster, the first one on it. Pinned up against the boards by Danford. Great spin move by Foster to get free. Sends it back to the point. Matera, blast from the point off the stick of Oster, up and out of play as the two Sioux boys connect on the pass and then the shot from Foster to Matera. 50 shots on goal for the Ottawa 67s. That matches the second highest total of the year for the Barber Bulls. And they did that against the top team in the Western Conference, the Windsor Spitfires. Part of a 6-1 win. As it goes around the board, Butler couldn't get a stick on this. This will be an icing call. Against the Generals once again, 7:26 remaining in the third period. Shots 50-12 in favor of Ottawa. 5-0 on the scoreboard. And on the St. Hubert Barbecue Out-of-Town scoreboard, can let you know that the Peterborough Petes have their first lead of the game in their matchup against the Sudbury Wolves. Kitchener maintains their 4-2 lead over Windsor. That's the 1-8 matchup with Kitchener as the 8 seed. Saginaw all over Flint 6-1 after 2 as Matier fires from the point off the skate of Dever. Matier's shot was blocked. Foster down low trying to get away from Danford. Spins back and goes the other way off the skate of the referee. Gardner falls. Dever with a shot. Glove save made by Oster. 51 shots on goal now as Serpa comes in to bump Foster. And we'll get more of this with just over 7 minutes remaining in regulation. 8-2, Barry leading Hamilton nearing the end of the second period. Now, I was high on Hamilton heading into the playoffs. Don't like that matchup as much against Barry as I did against the Peterborough Petes. But Hamilton, I think I was really high on them because they went 1-4. Well, 4-1 against the Ottawa 67s over the course of the regular season and played Ottawa very well. 67s did have a couple games where the travel schedule worked against them. No excuse, though. As it goes back to the point, Matier fires. Stonehouse looking for a tip, couldn't find it. Robrick watching Morrison as the puck goes back to the point. McIntyre gloves it ahead, and this will be a glove pass against the Generals. As Robrick and Stonehouse exchanging shoves, and then McIntyre comes in for the cross check, but they're going to get Dylan Robrick. As Stonehouse continues to draw penalties, and I don't know why players get so frustrated with them. I do. He's a, you can't say it on radio, but he's not fun to play against. But at some point, you have to realize that he's not going to stop no matter what you do. So if you cross check him, you're playing into his game. As he just stops and a couple shoves from Robrick, and then McIntyre comes in for the last one. Sixth power play of the game for the Ottawa 67s. Leading 5-0. I can also let you know on the St. Hubert Barbecue Out of Town scoreboard, the Ottawa Senators in action as the puck sent off the glass into the Oshawa Generals bench. They got lucky on that one as it hit off the back glass and stayed in play. Down at the CTC, the Ottawa Senators with a 3-1 lead over the Philadelphia Flyers after two periods of play. Cam Talbot up to 4 saves on the game. Stopping 4 out of 5 Philadelphia shots. Tony D'Angelo with the lone goal that got by him. Watson, Pinto, and Stutzla with the goals for the Sens. That game can be heard on Brother Station TSN 1200. Dina Gord on the call. Puck sent all the way down the ice. Stopped by McKenzie. See, this is where I have an issue. They counted a shot for the 67s going one way from the blue line, just inside the blue line. This one, right in on Colin McKenzie. They don't count a shot. Why? I don't think we'll ever get the answer, but I'm very curious why it counts one way and not the other. Here comes Pavel Michkov, bounces it off the boards, chasing after it himself. Oster out of his net, sends it off to the far side. Torrance hounded by Michkov, who battles hard, and then Stewart comes in. Gets it to the point, held in by Stonehouse, fires it back down low. Oster behind his net, tries to clear it up the middle of the ice, held in by Michkov back at the point. For Morrison, back to Michkov, midpoint, back over for Morrison, has to take that more in his skates, and then lays it back to the point. Michkov fires one on goal, tipped out in front, rebound, Rohr gets pushed into Oster, and now we're going to get more pushing and shoving, and tackled is Brady Stonehouse down to the ice by Thomas Stewart. Rohr has a man in his face, that's Gagne, but Rohr gets belted into Oster, no chance to do anything, and the 67 should have a lengthy 5-on-3 here for 54 seconds. As a shot from Michkov goes in, Rohr out in front of the net. Stewart cross-checks Rohr right in the chest, right back into his goaltender. Again, I don't know what you're thinking as a defenseman on this play. Yes, you want to take the man away from the puck, but you cross-check him right onto your goaltender, potential injury there, and then you get mad at the guy you just cross-checked for hitting your goaltender. As Thomas Stewart, having a conversation with Dave Lewis, steps out of the penalty box. He's going to be done for the game, it looks like. It's going to be a misconduct, and I think that's a smart move. He was starting to play chippier and chippier, and I like the way that Thomas Stewart plays. He's hard to play against. It's not easy, but in games like this where the decision not overly in doubt, best to remove those guys out of the game. It'll be an offensive zone draw for the 67. It's still a 5-on-4. So no actual penalty call against Thomas Stewart. It's just a 10-minute misconduct. So no power play or additional power play for the 67s. As Michkov back at the point, works it down low. Banks it off the boards, back to the point. Morrison brings it along the same path. Sends it in behind the net. Rohr behind the cage, sauces it back. Back for Michkov. He'll throw one on net, tipped out in front. Roars, Sabires. It's a scramble in the crease. And again, a 67th player on top of Oster with Generals players on top of him. Oster somehow keeps this one out. And this is all slowing way down. As this power play still has 34 seconds remaining on it. It'll be an offensive zone draw for Ottawa. 5:25 remaining in the third period. Shots 53-12. Bedkowski this time buries Stonehouse onto his goaltender. Didn't get mad at Stonehouse for going onto his goaltender, though. And I know at least one Oshawa Generals fan who is not, he's not happy with the officiating. Team doesn't have the puck, but somehow they're not supposed to take penalties when they cross-check other, right, whatever. Not worth the time. Back at the point, Gavin Ewells walks the line. Over to the far side, Caden Kelly, top of the circles. Two Ewells, midpoint, Morelli fakes the shot. Spins now. Lays it down low, Sermon, as the players who don't see a lot of power play time out there. But Sermon did see power play time last year for Ottawa. Morelli blasts when he scores. What a shot from Frankie Morelli. Make it two on the game for the kid. It's 6-0 Ottawa. What a blast from Frankie Morelli. You knew the compete was there. The defensive responsibilities are there. There's some untapped offensive potential for that young man from Markham. Frankie Morelli absolutely uncorked that one. Had 4 goals during the regular season. 2 already in his first OHL playoff game, including one on the power play. Frankie Morelli unwound. 6-0 Ottawa in the lead, 5 minutes remaining in the third period. D'Amato enters into the offensive zone. Butler banks it off the end wall. Serpa picks it up, lays it back to the point. Sermon got a stick on that to tip it out to center. Banked off the boards, intercepted. Sermon tries a pass back to the neutral zone, missed that. Kelly banks it off the board, tried to pick it up himself, but Serpa gets it by Ewell's. Roll off to the front of the net. Butler shoots, what a save again by Colin McKenzie, snapping that one out of the air off the Blue Jackets prospect Cam Butler. And Ottawa continues to lead 6-0, 13th shot on goal for the Generals. So Gavin Ewells and Caden Kelly assist. So Caden Kelly has a pair of goal assists in his first OHL playoff game, both coming here in the third period. Gavin Ewells puts up his first OHL playoff assist. Goes over to the far side, played back to the point. Bedkowski for Danford. High slot. Butler shoots, another glove save made by Colin McKenzie. He'll hang on for the whistle. 4:21 to go in the third period. Face-off to McKenzie's right. 67s will be back in action right here at the Slush Puppy Center in Gatineau on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. That game can be heard both on TSN 1200 and CFRA to begin with, and then solely on CFRA at the end of the game. McKenzie makes the glove save with 4:15 to go in the third period. Again, another face-off to the left of McKenzie. Save percentage continues to, well, stay the same for now, but go up eventually for McKenzie with each of these shots on goal. Butler, another one, rips it high over top of the net. Danford sends it down low. Serpa, watched by Mateer, spins back. Roar against the boards, trying to dig this free. Roll-offs. Sends it back to the point. Danford, a long shot. Pad save, rebound out in front. And McKenzie pounces on it. And he'll cover up for the whistle as Butler going after Jack Mateer. And are they going to take both or just one? Cam Butler. As Mateer not trying to do anything, just end this game. Butler going after him. And he had a 10-minute misconduct in the first period for going after Matthew Mayich. And he's done for this game as he'll be kicked out again. As Butler now trying to go after Tyson Stewart. Again, I understand the frustration. That's not the way to get back in. Well, they're not getting back in this game. But Mateer trying to skate away, and Butler continues to go at him, gives him a punch to the face. And then yapping at the referee after he gives you a penalty and sends you out of the game. Not the way to go about it. That's can be what leads to suspensions as well. I don't think that will be the case here. But this is already a Generals team that will have a tough time. So 2 minutes and 10 for Cam Butler. Ottawa will go to the power play once again, and Dave Cameron sends out his top unit. You know what? I agree with this. If you want to act like this, if you're the Oshawa Generals, have at it. Keep on sending out the power play. Keep on doing it. Ottawa did it against Peterborough earlier in the year. You want to act like a donkey, you'll get treated like a donkey, and the whip will come out. And I think that's what Dave Cameron's doing here. So Beckett Seneca going over to serve the penalty. Face off to the left of Oster in goal. 6 goals on 54 shots for the 67s. Danford plays it off the boards and behind the net. It goes Ottawa 3-for-6 on the power play so far. And I don't know which penalties you can really argue about if you're the Oshawa Generals. Bedkowski digs this puck free. Ryan Gagne has Torrance with him as they wheel up the ice. Gagne trying to work his way in on Minchikov. Stops, fires on net. Stopped by Morrison on the way. And the 67s have control of the puck on this, their 7th power play of the game. Minchikov, drop pass, finds Rohr. For Stonehouse. Pinelli out on the ice as well, looking for that hat trick, his first in his OHL career. Off the glass, Morrison bats it down, sends it down low. Danford, watched by Rohr, lays it behind the net. Bedkowski will send it the length of the ice. McKenzie stops up off the wall. And Michikoff one more time starts to wind things up. Another power play upcoming for the 67s as McKenzie heads to the bench for the extra attacker. Nobody realizes it as this one will be whistled down on the offside. And we get a slashing call against Ty Petru. This is just another dumb penalty as he hacks at the ankle of Brady Stonehouse. And there's nothing there except for trying to either injure the opposing player or, again, just being a donkey. I don't know what it is. But Ottawa, 5-on-3 power play for 54 seconds. The Generals are going to be in this series not for very long if they could continue to act like this and allow this game to get away from them. So it's Pennelly, Morelli, both sitting on two goals on the game. Jehua, Gardner, and Mateer on this 5-on-3 power play. Face off to the left of Jacob Oster. Off the face-off, Gagne wins it and sends it down the ice. Mateer hustling after it. Mateer wheels it behind his own net, now up the ice. Crosses over center. Dishes off left-hand side. Pennelly enters into the offensive zone, sets up Morelli on the right-hand side. Frankie Morelli walking it in to Mateer. Jack Mateer over for Morelli. Doesn't shoot, walks it in down low. Jahua. Looking for passing options. Whips it across. Looking for Pennelly. Held in on a clearing attempt by Mateer. Pennelly gets it back. Over for Frankie Morelli. Back to Pennelly. They'll play catch with it. Morelli shoots off the end. Well, they score. Jack Mateer with two on the game himself. Another power play goal for Ottawa. It's 7-0, 67s. Two goals each for Pennelly. Morelli. And Jack Mateer, and the power play will continue for the Ottawa 67s. They've got four power play goals so far in this game. They're working on number eight. Frankie Morelli will pick up an assist on this one. A three-point game for Frankie Morelli. I think Luca Pennelly will have himself a four-point game matching his playoff output from last year. As Jack Mateer, with roll-offs watching him, starts to move it up the ice once again. Mateer back for Morelli. For Gardner, back to Morelli. Cross-ice pass finds Luca Pennelly. Short pass to Will Jahua. Watched by Rodriguez, kicks it ahead. Jahua works it free, runs into Serpa. Down low, kick free. Bedkowski in behind the net, bouncing puck, roll-offs. Can't get it by Morelli, who steps up. Jahua, watched by Rodriguez. Will Jahua spins off the check. Jahua back to the point. Ewells walks in, shoots, tipped out in front by Gardner. Into the corner it goes. Morelli intercepts a clearing attempt from Bedkowski. Gardner rims it around the wall. Pennelly catches up to it. Luca Pennelly has that puck stripped away by Stuart Roloff. The Carp native throws Pennelly down to the ice. And that could be looked at as a slew foot. They get away with that one. Serpa brings it up high on this penalty kill. Out into the neutral zone he goes. Serpa, nearly stripped of the puck, lays it back into his own zone in a long pass, looking for McIntyre. Tipped down the ice, Ewells and McIntyre engaged down low. McIntyre trying to kick it ahead, worked free by the 67s, and Thomas Sermon up the ice. Power play over Ottawa, 4-for-8 on the man advantage. Caden Kelly stops. Crunched and lays it back to the point. Costantini, a shot, chest save made by Oster, and covers up the rebound as well. As McIntyre takes down Sermon out in front of the net. 39.2 seconds remaining in regulation. Ottawa leading 7-0 in game one of round one of this best of seven playoff series, 67s and Generals. Shots 56-16. Ottawa one away from matching their season high. Generals win the draw. Rodriguez off the boards, out to center. Buckley able to tip it by Costantini. He has the puck now. Costantini for Ewells up the ice. Sermon gets bumped by Odell, and the puck goes all the way down. Oster in behind the net. Rodriguez reverses it. Odell banks it off the boards. Dever intercepts that. Banks it. Back for Gavin Ewells. Ewells over to the far side. Costantini for Ewells. Just waiting to wind this clock down, and they will. Ewells spins away from Buckley as time expires. 67s open up the OHL playoffs with a 7-0 win over the Oshawa Generals, firing 56 shots on goal. Ottawa leads the series 1-0. Post-game show coming up next. This is Ottawa 67's playoff hockey on TSN 1200.